Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ann Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is December the 8th, 2017. Wow, we are closing out this year so strong in our growth series for our growth month for the year, and we are super excited about the tools and tips that we've been sharing throughout this year as we now begin to reflect back of all the things we've shared this year, 2017, and assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Well, today's topic of this show is going to be super exciting for small businesses, entrepreneurs, or aspiring entrepreneurs who wants to start a business on the internet and have an internet-based business, which is plethora right now today. It's more plethora on the platform as far as that is concerned. And why are we going more online now than just having a brick-and-mortar location? Or sometimes we may have both. But this is one of the things that I've learned through the years that I've been doing this business in web design and marketing, and as well as sharing it here on Blog Talk Radio on this, as a radio host, exactly what do customers like most as far as gathering information, finding the location of the companies that they want nearby, and then also picking the products or services that's going to best meet their needs. So searching online is going to be a great tool that we're going to be talking about today, and why keywords matters when it comes to your website, developing it, and then how we're going to start off 2018, the new year, and making sure that we're on the right foot starting the new year. As we close out this year, 2017, and as we continue through our holiday season, this year, what are you doing right now to promote your company like clockwork? Ladies and gentlemen, you should be doing this like never before. In season, out of season, day in, day out, 24/7, you should be promoting your company. Under the five P's of marketing, you still got to work on those things: people, product, price, place, and promotion. The key factor, though, out of the five P's is the promoting part. The people and the product is one thing, the price is another. Your place is basically whether you inbound or outbound marketing that you're doing campaigns for, whether you're on the internet or brick and mortar location or both. You want to make sure you have everything in your content that's going to be a business level where people can come in and get what they're getting. So that way your target market can understand exactly what it is you do and what products and services you have to offer for them that's going to entice them to go online, pay, and shop directly from your site. If you have an e-commerce site and you have an internet-based business and you have products that you want to sell or a service, so to speak, you want to make sure you have the right content, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to that. So why keywords matters in your website and why search engine is a big thing today, and what we're going to be talking about is just basically giving you, on the novice level, how to do it effectively, and understanding what it is you need to do and what you need to share with your team that's helping you build it to put together simple words that represents your brand, your product and service that you're providing in the marketplace, and then also the target market that you want to reach out to. And then also on social media, what are you performing or what are you sharing on there on a regular weekly basis? Notice I said weekly. So if you're not sharing anything on social media, then you're missing out on opportunities to gather new customers to your fold. And also business partners or people that can help you build it if you understand the necessity of that as a tool. Again, all of these things that we're sharing, ladies and gentlemen, are tools and tips that's going to assist you to build your brand successfully and making sure that you do it what's current and working in the marketplace today. And what's relevant right now is what you want to know is making sure that you're staying on top of the letter as far as putting things together for your company so others can participate in with you and also interact with you on a regular basis. So what is it about the websites that we need to know about today? Well, if you just have an information site where you just have information that you're going to be posting or sharing about your company or brand that you have today across the country, you want to make sure your content is straight. And then your AdWords and keywords and the search engine optimization. And notice Google is one of the biggest platforms right now that everybody goes to do searching online as far as products, services, and keywords that basically is going to help you pull up your information of your site of what it is you do. So to know how to optimize your website for search engines, you're going to start by understanding how people use keywords. When they search for things online, it sounds quite obvious, of course, but, ladies and gentlemen, there's more to it than just clicking search. So how do people search online? First off, ladies and gentlemen, what exactly are keywords? They're the brief 1 to 5 word phrases that people type into Google when they're searching for something. So when you use the search engine, you type in at least one keyword, also known as a search phrase or a query. The search engine then chooses which websites to display in the SERP by matching their user's query with keywords found in websites across the internet. But it's based on your content that you have on your website and as well as what keywords you use in the search engine's optimization to make sure that you pull up when anybody searches for that particular word based on what it is. So the searches performed countless times daily by people around the globe are the heart of search engine optimization. The first step, ladies and gentlemen, in mastering SEO or search engine optimization is to figure out the internet and making sure that you know the intent of your potential customers. This, in fact, what search engines are trying to do as well is basically matching your information that you have on your website to the customers who are seeking that information from your website. What if a user looking for when they want to find a particular product, such as an iPhone or anything like that, what companies do you think will pop up when they type in iPhone or Apple? So, or iPhone 8 or the 8 Plus or the new X by Apple. So they're going to bring up companies who sell that particular product. So when you look at that, the search engine is going to know exactly by that keyword, iPhone, what companies will associate with that particular product. So we have to understand the rule, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to building your information site, if you have an e-commerce site, or if you just have a landing page website. And about the websites today, ladies and gentlemen, it's much more interactive now than ever, meaning that you can put together something simple, something interactive, where guests can either schedule appointments with you on your website, where you guys get an email sent to you off your phone, or you can have them where they can purchase directly from your website, and then you ship the products directly to them. Once the order is complete, your phone will notify you or your email will be notified then via email or phone that the order is complete and that you start packaging or putting together that item or order to ship to the customer that purchased from you. Everything is a time-sensitive basis, ladies and gentlemen. And in order to get the maximum output of what you want to get out of this is to make sure that you have all of these things in place and that you have a dedicated person to help you put it together daily. And once you understand the rule of three, the type of Google searches people perform can generally be broken down into three categories, ladies and gentlemen, known as go, know, and do. I'm going to say that again. Go, know, and do. The go search. This searcher isn't trying to hail a cab or get an airplane, of course. They're trying to get specific to a specific website. They know about a business and may have been into its website before, but may have forgotten the domain name, also known as branded searches. These searches will often include the name of the business. Sample Go searches include, say, for instance, Target, Walmart, Macy's, any places like that that's near them, Pandora, Bracelets, or anything of that magnitude. That company, whatever they sold that you purchased from them before, you can type that in, and the search engine will find it and look it up for you. That is the Go search. Number two is going to be the No search. In their fervent thirst for knowledge, the No search is looking for information. It may be a quick fact, like the height of Mount Everest, which, of course, is 29,029 feet. The searcher may want to learn how to create a website from scratch. Sample known searches include, when was Lyndon Johnson president, or how to train for a marathon, or convert 98.6 Fahrenheit to Celsius, those things. So the No search is basically knowledge-based. So when you look at your customers who are guests who are looking for something, the information about your company or brand, knowledge-based, the No searches is what you're going to find there. Now, the last and not least of the rule of three is the Do search. This type of search is performed by someone who wants to do something. Perhaps they want to bake a cake or with their four-year-old, so they can type in kid-friendly carrot cake recipes. They may also want to go out for dinner or for the nearest post office or plan a trip to the French Riviera or something like that. So simple Do searches include affordable hotels and nice restaurants across the country, and you can want to find things like that. So the Do search is what people want to do activity-wise. So that way you want to make sure that your keywords on your website, from your website, about your business or brand is going to be part of these rule of threes: the Go search, the No search, and the Do search. Whether you're looking for good keywords, planning your website layout, or writing new content for your blog, remember to keep this rule of three in mind. It's a little trick that can grant you valuable access into your visitors' thought processes when you have a good understanding of what your customers are hoping to achieve when they search online. It's far easier to offer them what they're looking for so that way they can basically find it at a faster pace. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Your website, your domain name will be known. And the more hits you get, the more queries that come up about your company or brand, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You become now top of the list. You start to gradually get higher and higher and more prevalent and more popular. Then as you embark on these processes, of course, of choosing target keywords, refer back to the concept of user intent. Always think about what your target customers would be looking for online. What queries are they entering into Google? It might be that they are only looking to attract users who already know about your business. These are people who are looking for you by name, known as branded keywords. You can also help strengthen the power of your brand on Google by using your business name frequently, but naturally throughout your website, you should have your business name posted on there. Whoever designs your website should be able to know how to do that. And if they're not completing that part of your business, then you're going to lose out on a lot of activity and a lot of traffic that should be coming to your site based on these queries. Well, here's a tip, ladies and gentlemen. A good keyword is one that makes you say with confidence, anyone searching for that would be happy to land on my site. And as I have a website, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and you can see all of the things that we do and the services that we provide currently right now today. Besides web design and marketing, we also have, of course, this radio show, GTE Professional Radio. And we also online marketing for products that we service on Amazon, since we partnered with them. So it's a lot of great things that you can do, ladies and gentlemen, that can help you build your brand successfully online, utilizing the internet as a tool and making sure that you have the right keywords, AdWords, and queries sent to you. And you can try this out yourself. Even if you're not that computer savvy, all you have to do is go to Google. In the search engine part, when you go to search, type in your company name. See where you are. See what position you're at. And see exactly what the description is about your business, your content. If it's not accurate, ladies and gentlemen, you want to tweak that right away and update that right away. You want to start the new year off on the right track and end this year strong as we continue our growth series for the closing out of this year 2017. You want to make sure it is on point. Don't try to do it all, please, ladies and gentlemen. Smart SEO is about focusing your time and energy on the keywords that are most likely to bring you clicks from people in your target market. Your goal, ladies and gentlemen, as a business owner, is to bring potential clients to your website and to reach people who are generally interested in what you do. So what matters is how your website ranks or how high it appears in search results for relevant queries, attracting visitors from people who immediately leave your website will not increase your business or boost your bottom line. But the bottom line is to get them to acknowledge that your site is there, making purchases and referring it to others who also are looking for the same particular item. So attracting the right people is what you want to do. So getting search traffic to your website from people who aren't really interested in your business can do more harm than good. That's another reason why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, to help search engine really understand your site and your target market. When visitors come to your site but quickly close the browser tab or click back to the search, it's known as a bounce. If your website builds up a high bounce rate, your site ranks may decline on Google. If, on the other hand, users spend a long time on your site and visit many pages, your ranks will improve. So, I said it that way slowly so that way you guys can at least get an understanding of when visitors come to your site but quickly closes the browser tab or click back to the SERPs, which is the search engine part, it's known as a bounce. If your website builds up a high bounce rate, your site ranks may decline on Google. If, one on the other hand, though, users spend a long time on your site and they visit many pages, your ranking will improve. So I'm saying it over because I want you guys to get this. So if your site is not up to par and nobody is really going through the site and taking their time on the site or spending time on the site, then that means you're not getting the right traffic that you're looking for. And that will hurt your business versus help the business. So you want to make sure you do this right, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to your content, attracting the right target market of people who can utilize the product and service that you're providing in the marketplace and that you have something for them to do while they're on your website. Giving them something to do. As you choose your keywords, consider words that are most likely to bring in members of your target market. You and Google share a common goal. You want to present your potential customers with a quick solution to their problem or answer their question. Once you understand the internet and they understand the intent of your target market, you have a good idea of what they are searching for online. Make sure that search engine knows this as well by using keywords strategically throughout your website. Both on the site and behind the scenes can help Google associate your website with those keywords. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that search engines are the matchmakers who have the power to connect your customers to your site. Just like anything like a dating site. Matchmaking. So we're matching the right group of people who's searching the engine on Google to match to your information that you have similar to that of what the customer or the person is typing in, so that way you guys can meet. It's a match made in heaven. So help the search engine make sense of your site. If you're not understanding this piece and you don't have a designer or developer there on present, you can always ask us the question offline after this call, because I want to make sure you guys have it right. You can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. You can submit a query to us via email, or you can schedule an appointment with us off our website. We have the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to really help you increase the magnitude of what you're trying to do by educating and giving you tools and tips that's going to help you grow. Growth, to me, again, ladies and gentlemen, is the most important commodity on the planet. Without growth, we're just existing. We're not living. And that's not what we're here to do. So search engines won't spend all day crawling and indexing your site if you don't have the proper keywords to address what it is you do and looking for customers on a regular basis that you're trying to do. That's the purpose of having a website, so people can find you and search you out. That's what searching is all about. I'm searching online, and I'm utilizing keywords off my website to bring in those people who are looking for me. It will be easier for them to find me based on the keyword that I selected from my site of the company, Global Touch Enterprise, or GTE Professional Network Radio, for them to find me here on a regular basis, so that way they can get the information if they have a question or if they're looking for a particular product or service or anything that they may look for, they can find through my site. That's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen, in a nutshell. There is no other way around that if you're talking about growing your business, especially on the Internet. If you're trying to grow an online business, you can't grow an online business if you don't have the proper tools in place, if you don't have the quiet language in place, and if you're not doing the right etiquettes about it. There are etiquettes about things that you have to do no matter what it is. And so if you do this correctly, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, you will be on top of the level. So when you're talking about your domain name, your URL, your title, your description, your content, and your image, alt text, sure you to include your keywords when creating these elements of your site. If you're a local business, always include your address, email, and phone number on your contact page, and ideally on the header or footer of every page of your site. Learn more about how to use keywords, ladies and gentlemen, by contacting us at globaltouchenterprise.net. Go to our website, send us an email. My email address is edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. We are here to help. We want to make sure that you succeed. If you have a blog, if you're looking for services, if you want to do something that you want to keep your customers on your website on a regular schedule basis, then you want to have something that's going to be relevant to them to do more searching, to look through your site, to see exactly what it is you do. But you want a long-tail keyword all about intent. What is your intent? What is the purpose of the site? Remember that you aren't trying to attract a sheer quantity of users. Sure, mass amounts of traffic is tempting, but good SEOs, ladies and gentlemen, is about bringing in visitors from real members of your target market. These are the people who are the most likely to stay on your website, pursue its pages, and ultimately interact with your website. Whether people end up finding your website from a go, no, or do search more, specific long-tail keywords are key to attracting users who will actually stick around. Long-tail keywords, ladies and gentlemen, are usually three or more words long, and they are and they often indicate a strong user intent. And that's the key factor, ladies and gentlemen, intent. They may not get searched for millions of times a month, but users search for long-tail keywords are usually closer to making a purchase or taking action. That's the purpose of a website, ladies and gentlemen, for the customers, your target market customers, to take action. Consider surfboard, for example. One person searches surfboards and someone else's searches use Greco surfboards in San Diego. When searchers is more likely to basically looking to buy a surfboard, unlike the first searcher who might be performing the search for another member, basically they're going to look for the name Greco. So if you're looking at the particular name, the company name or the brand name is always going to be relevant according to what we show in the long tail keywords. Long tail keywords is going to be relevant today. So for instance, Global Touch Enterprise Web Design, that's my company. GTE Professional Network Radio, Blog Talk, long tail keywords. So you want to use long-term keywords just to keep in action what your customer or your target market is going to be looking for. And once you guys get this down, you have to understand, you have to be patient with the search engines. Remember that it will take time for search engines to index your site, and the results won't be immediate. Please don't think it will. And whoever's telling you this, they're not telling you the truth. It's worth it to get started quickly on so Google can get to work scanning your site, mastering the art of organic SEOs, and helping Google know when to display your website in relevant SERPs requires ongoing work over a long period of time, however, and the results will pay off. If you're ready to get started, ladies and gentlemen, begin by finding the best keywords for your business. Learn how to use Next Articles, the complete practice guide of keywords that you can use for your website and for your business and your brand, making sure you're using your company name on a regular, consistent basis. Type it in for yourself. It's going to take time, believe me. I've done this now for the past 7 years, and I know better. So if you're looking at it, this would give you an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, like never before, so you can continue to grow, continue to build, and continue to add new customers as you go on throughout the months. Your goal each month as a business owner is to add new contact, new traffic, new business. And if you're not adding new business to your business, you're going to soon be out of business. So your focus and goal should be consistent when it comes to search engine optimizations, SEOs, making sure that you have the right keywords and that your website matches those keywords that you're adding. And if you don't know how to do that and you don't have the right designer to help you do that, then you can get in touch with us. We'd be happy to assist. So I want to thank you all for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. It's only a 30-minute show, ladies and gentlemen. But it's been a plum pleasing pleasure, well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.